It's the Mornings with Ed show. And nothing more gratifying than a band showing up on time. Nothing better than that, man. You're going to have, this is a real treat for us. Black Matches in the house. It's Ian Kazonis and Hannah Kenny. Their new album is Nowhere. A new video to support that album for Nowhere as well. And now you're going to hear that title single. Please welcome live from our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in Laguna Beach. This is Black Match.
Fair. All I see is you painting next.
That was so tasty. That was absolutely delicious. That is the title track off of their latest album, Nowhere. We are in studio with Ian and Hannah. The band is Black Match. We are so looking forward to having them come on in here and have a conversation with us. But right now, let's hear another song off the new album. This one's called Won't Let Go. Live from our Julie Lawton studios, this is Black Match.
Let's go.
every once in a while, we're able to catch lightning in a bottle, man. That was outstanding. The band is Black Match. That song was called Won't Let Go. That's Ian and Hannah. We're going to have them in studio here. Come on in, man. Let's have a conversation. But first, let's hear something else off of their latest album. This one's called Same Old Things. This is a treat for me right here. I've got Black Match in studio, Ian and Hannah with us. Ian Kazonis and Hannah Kenny. Welcome this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you guys are amazing. I'm not just saying that. I'm not just blowing smoke in your face. I wouldn't do that. I've already paid my rent, so I'm good. But no, that's an amazing set of live songs you did for us.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Tell me about Nowhere. Tell me the song itself. Tell me about what went into the writing of it. What was your thinking behind the writing of Nowhere?
Nowhere is a pretty sad song. We wrote that a few years ago, and I think it really has to do with sort of desolation and sort of feeling isolated. Right. I think Hannah and I were both in just a period of our life where we were feeling a little bit isolated and kind of in a lot of transitions and things like that. And friends moving away and relationships changing and things like that. And it's really a song about losing people who are close to you, right, and feeling sort of isolated from that.
Is it easier to write, or do you find one way or the other better, that you write better sad than happy or mad than glad?
Yeah. I mean, for me, music has been a really therapeutic thing in a way that I have used to process the world around me. And usually those things tend to be more like sad, right? It's like you have something that happens, and then something like a song or something flows out of you from that. And so usually yes, but of course there's some sweet and happy ones in there.
Right. There have to be happy feelings that come out, but I'm guessing it's, as a writer, and I don't know, but I'm guessing it's easier to latch on to the sadness.
I think so. I think Hannah and I both, even kind of stemming from the name, we both talk about more heavier things usually, and usually get in sort of a deep mode of writing that, for some reason, sadness and that those sort of emotions seem to come through a lot. So
And hopefully it's not just sad, the type of sad where you just stay there, but more contemplative and something that feels more therapeutic or moves through you. Like, I needed that. Like, I need cry. That like, type of thing.
Like, like I noticed in the second song you did, Won't Let Go, there's a light at the end of that tunnel.
Yeah,
there really is. So tell me about Won't Let Go a little bit.
Yeah, that song, interestingly enough, we kind of wrote that in the studio when we were supposed to be recording some other things, and we wrote it. We had just come back from eating at a bar, and we had a...
Uh-oh, bar food.
Uh-oh. Bar food.
Actually, really good bar food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Won't Let Go, yeah. It was really, like, perfect for the bar food. No, but we had a really kind of hard conversation with a friend at that bar that our producer knew, and it ended up just being this like kind of crazy conversation of she was just in like a really bad place, and we were trying to be there for her as much as we could. And so it sort of stemmed all these conversations of like, how much can we do for the people who are in really hard places, and sort of writing from that place of like, we are here for you and we're not gonna stop being here for you.
Is this person currently aware that that song is based on that conversation?
We haven't had this conversation with her, but I mean, that's something that I would love to do. To say, hey, and also, like, I think it was, at least as a writer for myself, kind of tap into that, but also for almost like for myself or other people in my life as well, where it's like, hey, this is what it means for me. I want to let you know I'm here for you. You know, that type of feeling when somebody else can't be here, there for themselves. So,
Hannah, you have a magnificent instrument. Tell me when you discovered that voice. When did that happen?
That's very sweet.
No, man, it's the truth, man. I'm not even kidding. The rest of Laguna should have chills now, like I did, man. That's a pretty cool instrument you got there.
No. Probably because it's foggy, June gloom.
That's okay.
So I grew up singing in a big, big family, actually. My mom has a beautiful voice, and I just grew up kind of listening to her, and we would all sing and kind of harmonize together, and that's how I learned how to sing and harmonize. Growing up, I was always very, very shy with my voice, but she encouraged me, and then we kind of in junior high started singing together and got more confident in it. So, like I said, though, it's just kind of been more of an instrument or way for me to help me process.
Right.
Yeah, and it's been a journey to like share that with other people too.
Right.
I still get shy.
I could not be happier that you shared it with us this morning. Now, you're saying since junior high, you guys have been playing together.
We have.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow. Yeah. That's you know what? That's a lot of teen angst and drama to go through. It really is.
So
there was a lot of that for sure. Yeah. Hence the sad songs.
See Ian, but he didn't have a beard then.
Yeah. We had been playing a long time though, and it was around middle school time where I don't know what it was. Hannah lives on a ranch, and we would go out there, and there's lots of cool spaces to play music, and we just started playing music and playing songs that we liked. And I think we were just real horrible back then. We just kind of kept doing it for fun.
So San Luis Obispo is where you're from, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you still reside there?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
And you'll be back there, I guess there's a concert coming up here. You're back there in August, right? August 9th?
Exactly. Yep. Right. August 9th.
It's Slow Brew. Slow Brew Rock, the new Slow Brew venue in San Luis.
Great stage.
It's a really cool stage.
Right awesome. On, man.
Yeah. Brand new.
All right, so the album itself, Nowhere. You shot a video for the single Nowhere. Shooting a video, do you still maintain that same kind of control over the video that you have over the music itself?
Yeah, we worked with a few friends on the video, and they are very savvy and do a ton of work actually here in LA, and they're awesome. And so they sort of had a vision for it, and we sort of collaborated on us being like, this is the mood of the song and this is what we were trying to convey. Yeah. And they did their best to translate and did a great job translating that into visuals. So
yeah, but for us, I think that's kind of a really special part, almost, that your art or your hope can then inspire almost visuals or something else, some right. art in other people, and then pair that together is a really awesome feeling.
Yes, it has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be. Now, long days on a video shoot, is it more excruciating than cutting a record, I guess is what I'm asking.
We woke up early for that Nowhere video. Yeah, there's some sunrise shots in there that you'll see if you watch it.
But for us, maybe it just feels a little bit more different because it's not just like going to the studio long days. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a little bit of a different type of adventure.
Yeah, and we're not people who are in front of a camera like right. that much.
Right.
Or just never have been in our lives beforehand, not like trying to be the center of attention. So we're just kind of feels just funny being in front of the camera,
Right. But it was so fun working with them. Yeah.
Now, a personal curiosity on my part. I noticed on the album cover, your eyes are covered, blackened over. What was the thinking behind that, if I can ask?
I think there's a few reasons that kind of ties into like us not being really like center of attention. I think it was kind of at first, Jake, just a cool sort of art piece with the photography that we have. We've worked a lot with one photographer in particular, and it seemed to work really well with her shots. And we thought it was a cool thing of just sort of keeping a mystery about it, and sort of the eyes are the way you really connect with someone in a picture. So we're like, let's block that out and leave a little bit of mystery. But then also just kind of us being like, we're not supermodels and we aren't trying to really come off that way, I guess. And we're both a little bit shy.
Yourself, right.
And that's, I'm looking at the, I can't believe he's saying we're not supermodels. No, you're exactly who they choose. You're both exactly who they choose.
No, but in that sense though, it is like he's saying an industry in some sense that is really driven by image as
right.
well. And for us, like he was saying, like our lyrics and our music means a lot to us.
Right.
And so we would hope that's where the focus would be.
Right. Well, your music has touched me. I'm not even kidding. It touched me, man. And both of you, man, just amazing talent. Who were you listening to in the backseat of your parents' car growing up? what kind of influence that guitar playing that I heard?
A lot of old school rock.
Right.
And things like that. I think once I got a little bit older, I got just really into folk music,
right.
And bluegrass and stuff like that. And there's kind of a newer sort of, I think, musical movement going on that has a lot of that folk influence,
right.
With some more contemporary type stuff. And so, just kind of like melding a lot of different old stuff in with some new contemporary type stuff. So.
But don't let that fool you. Ian shreds. So sad songs.
I'm sure he's capable of shredding, man. I'm sure. And we'd love to have you back. We'd love to have you back in here and shred
Seriously.
One day. Yeah, come on, man.
It's a 20-minute guitar solo.
You can do it, but it doesn't really cater to our music.
That's all right, man. It'll work. We are speaking with Ian and Hannah. They are Black Match. The new album is Nowhere. The new single and video is Nowhere. And you're coming out with another new single, by the way. We're going to release in July another new single. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. And this song is going to be called Cover Your Eyes. It's coming out July 23rd.
Okay.
And it's a little bit of a different sound from Nowhere, but we're excited to share it with you guys.
All right. I promise you, we're going to be all over it. If you're just joining us, we are with Black Match. And if you missed any portion of this, it's on our website. It'll be podcast later on today. And I do invite you, if you missed any portion of this, to catch that live set they did. Ian and Hannah, where can we find you on social media? Where can we pick up this music?
Yeah, Instagram. We do a lot on Instagram. Black_match on Instagram. Also, Black Match Music on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
That's probably the best ways to
follow
find
us.
It.
But then, of course, to actually listen to our music, it's every streaming platform or everywhere where you can find music. It's just our name, Black Match.
All right, and you'll be catching it at my place, the Ponderosa, from now on, man. I'm so glad you guys were here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
I look forward to you coming back soon, right?
I hope
and
so.
And you shredding at some point. All right, KX93.5, that was Black Match. Thank you.